Missed anything on the show? Download the Christy and Podge podcast at hit.com.au or check out the Hit app.
Hit FM.
Now, having a baby is stressful enough without also having to process misinformation about what it means to be pregnant at this current point in time. And this sadly does mean that for some couples who plan to make 2020 their year to conceive, that dream might be put on hold over concerns about whether it's safe to try for a baby at the moment. And to answer that question, I have Professor Hannah Darlan, a professor of midwifery at Western Sydney University, joining me. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
The big question, is it safe to try for a baby right now? How safe is it?
Look, we can't, none of us can predict the future, but at the moment in Australia, things are looking good, and we're very hopeful we don't get a second wave. So look, you know, I think that we're in one of the safest countries in the world to have a baby. So people need to remind themselves of that. You know, there's a couple of things going on with lockdown. You know, we're spending an awful lot of more time with each other. So I will be very interested to see whether or not there's a baby boom anyway. We're also apparently consuming more wine, so you know what that can potentially lead to. But then on the other hand, you've got children being homeschooled, and that can put a dampener or a realisation, do you really want to have another baby? So there's a lot of competing forces that we really don't know how this is going to play out.
Yeah. Have you been doing any studies around this at the moment, and have you found anything?
No, nothing that is standing out. We certainly haven't heard stories of women putting it off or planning it. So I think it's business as usual, and I think everyone's hoping that this will be resolved by the time the 9 months are up if people are currently pregnant. We're doing a study at the moment where we're actually interviewing women about their experiences of currently being pregnant or having had a baby during COVID, and that's been really interesting.
Okay, and what has a lot of the women been saying during this time?
That there's a huge amount of stress and anxiety on them. They are very distressed about not being able to have the people they want with them during labour and birth. You know, they often will want their doula or their mother there, and they have to choose between, you know, these women support figures and their partner, who's often male. And that's led to some fairly uncomfortable conversations at times. And, you know, there are some women who've had the birth alone because their partner's either been under investigation for COVID or, you know, not being allowed in for some reason. And that very distressing. And then, you know, if a baby goes to the neonatal intensive care and you've got suspected COVID, you may not see your baby for a long period of time. And that's very distressing for women.
Yeah. And that's what you do read, that after birth transmission from mother to child has been reported.
Very low, though. We know that children and babies have got a very low likelihood of getting COVID. And even when they do, that the seriousness of the illness is far less than for adults. So all the recommendations are that mother should continue to be skin to skin with her baby and breastfeeding her baby. But obviously where there's suspected COVID-19, then we're recommending, you know, good hygiene practices and a mask while breastfeeding.
You did say earlier that there's a whole lack of info because it is unprecedented times. But when you read articles that state things like COVID-19 can affect the quality of a man's sperm for about 3 months or pregnancy if you go full term and you have the virus, that you're likely to deliver a baby prematurely. How true are these in your eyes?
Look, I think they're scaremongering. I think that we have to be very careful about putting information out when we don't have the full picture. From all the good data, and we have to understand where is the most reputable data and where are the most reputable recommendations. And they're coming from organisations like the WHO. They're coming from the peak professional bodies around the world. So we need to concentrate on them. From all the high-level evidence published in good journals that I've seen, the risk to mothers and babies is low, very low, and most of the outcomes are very good.
That's good news. So for those couples that are trying to conceive this year, what do we need to consider?
I think there's nothing extra we need to consider. I think make sure you're healthy. You know, all of the usual things apply. The biggest advantage you can give your pregnancy is not to smoke and not to drink while you're pregnant. And also, try to not get too stressed. We know stress isn't good for you. If you feel none of those things can happen during this time, then maybe think about getting pregnant next year so that you're in the optimal state. We do know after stressful events, you know, World War II was a prime example, we'll often get a baby boom. That's sort of humanity's way of reassuring ourselves that life will continue as normal. So let's wait and see. This time next year, we'll have more answers.
More babies, maybe.
Maybe.
Thank you, Professor Hannah from the Western Sydney University, the Professor of Midwifery. Thank you for joining us this morning.
My pleasure.
Catch up on anything you may have missed. Download the Christy and Budge podcast at hit.com.au or on the Hit app.
Hit FM.
Hit FM.